us pray. Dear Lord, grant me the strength to preach here this afternoon and let your words be heard on this, the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Amen. Yes, we're going to have a sermon on Sunday. On Sunday, the 10th, the 11th of November. Yes. Yes, I have the strength to do this. My gospel is from the book of Luke. But I tell you who hear me, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone takes your cloak, do not stop him from taking your tunic. Give to everyone who asks you. And if anyone takes what belongs to you, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For 2,000 years, these words have inspired many Christians. In 1200 AD, thereabout, a young man in Italy, kneeling before a crucifix, an icon, in a vision, heard the icon speak to him. It said, "Francis, rebuild my church." He looked around him at this crumbling church that had been built hundreds of years before, went home to his father's shop, took his father's best silks and a horse, went to a market town, sold the silks, sold the horse, came back and gave the money to the priest to rebuild the church. His father was not too happy with that. In many ways, it was a typical message from God. Simple, powerful, and very easy to misunderstand. So I beg your indulgence if my words today are a little bit difficult to understand, but this is what I feel that we are called to and that I am called to by God. Francis started going around Italy and preaching. Ultimately, he founded the Franciscan Order and rebuilt a church that had become corrupted with greed, money, the Crusades, power politics. He turned it back to God. He turned it back, told his followers they shall have no coins or money. They would give all their possessions to the poor. Why? Well, we read it here in this gospel. Give to everyone who asks you. Now, that's just for saints, right? It's not for you and me. No. Saints are not here just to do the heavy lifting while we sit around with a little 1 pound jogging weights. Saints are here to guide us and teach us and show us the way forward. Give to anyone who asks of you. In Matthew 25, Christ goes on again with this theme. He tells us that if someone comes to us hungry and we do not feed him, then we are not feeding Christ. And whenever we fail to do to the least of these, we have failed to do to him. And this is an amazing concept. Does it mean that if a Christian walks into McDonald's or Subway and doesn't have any money and is turned away hungry, that, well, yeah, you're turning away Christ? And here we begin to see the wickedness and indifference of capitalism. No, the capitalists teach us. We will not do what we are taught in the book of Luke. We will not give to everyone who asks. We will stand behind a counter and refuse to do anything for anyone unless we're getting something out of it for ourselves. It is a rejection of the Christian gospel. and it is facilitated by an indifferent freedom where people just sit around, pray to their God, go to their church, but the commandments are simply optional. We do them, we don't do them, but that's not what we're taught. We're taught to give to anyone who asks of us. So does that mean that if someone is working a job, I mean, it just what the boss tells them to do? Well, if someone comes in the door and asks, and you turn them away, you are turning away Christ. Some people look to a tithe. They look for 10%. They will give 10% to charity, 10% to the church. The problem with that is it is an Old Testament concept, and it is not what we are taught here in Luke. In Luke, we are told to give to everyone who asks. The Glory Hole here on Franklin Street is the only restaurant in this entire city that actually conducts themselves according to the Christian gospel. And yet we call ourselves a Christian nation. Why, you ask, would anyone come here with a microphone and drag all of this out on the 10th anniversary of September 11th? The terrorists 10 years ago did not choose their targets at random. The World Trade Center was a symbol of capitalism. It was a symbol of a nation that, blessed with fantastic wealth, will sit behind a counter with a smug look and say, "How about a job?" And some people, driven to some kind of rage, decided to hijack these airliners and murder 3,000 people. That certainly doesn't seem to be a very Christian alternative. Again, the Gospel of Luke. Love your enemies. There's another commandment, thousands of years older, not printed in red, but carved in stone, "Thou shalt not kill." So terrorism seems to be out of the question. What then do we do? Do we just see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, remain indifferent when faced with an immoral society that has turned away from the Christian gospel? That doesn't seem like a very good idea. No, Francis had the right idea. Francis. Ahab, when Elijah was called to preach to Ahab, when Moses was called to preach to Pharaoh, when Jesus told the Pharisees about their wickedness. Preach. That is the answer. Not terrorism. Not indifference. We are called to preach the gospel. That is the true answer to 9/11. To preach. No, capitalism is immoral. We are called upon to give to everyone who begs of us. There is no exception if you're working a business. There's no exception if it's just your job. It is not optional. It is a commandment from God. Amen.
Thank you for the strength to preach that sermon. Thank you, God.
Thank you for the strength to finally preach that sermon. You don't know how difficult that was. That was the hardest thing I've done in my life.